This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The controversial display of a Ten Commandments monument at the Alabama Supreme Court is now before a federal appeals court. Today in Montgomery, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals heard oral arguments as to whether the massive display is constitutional. NPR's Debbie Elliott was at the courthouse and filed this report.
After he was elected 2 years ago, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, in the middle of the night, secretly installed a Ten Commandments monument in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building. The 2.5-ton granite block, copyrighted by Moore, depicts the biblical verses on tablets. Moore calls it a tribute to the moral foundation of law. But several Montgomery lawyers sued, accusing Moore of trying to foist his Christian beliefs on those coming before the Alabama Supreme Court. Federal Judge Myron Thompson agreed and in November ruled the display unconstitutional. Today, Moore took his appeal to a 3-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which traveled from Atlanta to Montgomery to hear the case. The judges had some pointed questions about when government can recognize God and what limits there should be. Outside, after the hearing, Moore said his argument was clear.
We were very thankful for the questions and clarification of the issues in this case about what this case is about. It's about the acknowledgement of God, and I hope everybody gets that. It's about whether the state can acknowledge God.
But the federal justices expressed concern that Moore's action opens the door to religious tributes in every court in Alabama. Montgomery attorney Richard Cohen represents the lawyers who sued to have the Ten Commandments removed.
I thought the court's questions exposed the fatal flaws in Justice Moore's position. As Judge Carnes put it, the implications of Justice Moore's positions are staggering. If Justice Moore's position were to prevail, every courthouse in this state would be decorated with crosses and signs saying, "What would Jesus do?"
Americans United for Church and State attorney Ayesha Khan made the oral argument for the plaintiffs. She told the court that Chief Justice Moore believes he was chosen by God to fight for the Ten Commandments and that his motives are purely religious. Khan later said Moore's attorney helped her make her argument.
Had I been able to yield my time to the other side, I might very well have done that, because everything he said too simply supported that it's very clear what agenda Justice Moore has in this case.
Moore attorney Herb Titus argued that this case is a free speech issue, not a question of the separation of church and state, and that Moore's religious convictions should not be on trial.
The problem in America today is that every question that we face today in America has been reduced to a constitutional question, as if somehow if it's constitutional, then it's okay, when there are other questions that need to be asked and answered.
Alabama's top judge has vowed to take the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Moore warns there could be implications elsewhere if he has to remove the monument.
What's going to happen is that every mention of God will eventually be stricken from your public life. In God we trust will be taken off our money. Under God will be taken off our pledge. When we cannot acknowledge who this God is, it will be taken from us.
Last week, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a Georgia county seal depicting the Ten Commandments does not endorse religion and can continue to be used on public documents. The court did not immediately rule in the Alabama case. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.